Well, the church down to Little Rock, the Episcopal Church, Christ Episcopal Church, gave that organ. They got a new organ, and they gave that organ to this Episcopal Church here. Mm-hmm. Well, there wasn't anybody to play, mm-hmm. and you know it was one you had to pump, mm-hmm. and somebody had to pump it for you. So Edward then, of course he's a good friend, all the were of Mama when she's a girl and grew up. And so he wanted to pump the organ, and he did. Well, she was the first one to play on that organ then. Mm-hmm. And then after that, others came in and practiced and learned. So then that was, she left that church, went back to her own.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then at different churches, when they didn't have somebody, they called on Mama to come and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was just in the church work all the time.
And you were a Methodist then?
Yeah, we were Methodists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And tell me again how old you are.
Huh?
Tell me again how old you are.
I was born in 1881. I am 93 years old.
Oh, I would never
be 94 in January the 22nd.
What was your occupation when you were...
After I got grown?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't stood the examination. You know, you had to go to the courthouse then. They didn't have other places.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to go to the courthouse then to take examination. Well, I took examination and got through just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mama wouldn't let me teach.
You don't mean... You took the examination?
Mm-hmm. Because I'd already finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that then you take examination, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many grades did they have in those days?
Oh, they didn't have about 8, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I thought, because uh-huh. I had an aunt who was a teacher, and she had to stand, and she's about 88 years old, and she told me she had to stand the same examination. That's why I know what she mm-hmm. She said in those days, 8 was as far as you went, and that
mm-hmm.
was as far as...
I have my diploma.
Uh-huh, yeah, but you went through basically 8th
oh, yeah.
grade.
Uh-huh.
So what, I mean, that's what she was telling me.
And then I didn't teach, but then I was supervisor of the lunchroom.
Oh.
I was the first one that had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supervisor for 20 years.
Oh.
And I would have stayed on longer, but we had Mr. Norman was the superintendent of the school, and he was so ugly to me.
Oh.
I never did say much to him about him. I never did cross him in any way. But when he first came, the first thing he said, and the district supervisor was here then,
mm-hmm.
and so she was down here with me.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't find a room at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why not come on and stay with me? So she did. Well, then we went up there to this meeting he wanted to have. And when he saw me, he said, I want new blood. I want young blood. And with that, it made this district supervisor so mad, she didn't know what to do. She said, I was just mortified. And she says, all right, I'm going right down to Little Rock, and I'll see Miss Rose, the supervisor down there, and tell her about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were all as mad as they could be, because
mm-hmm.
he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a man in there, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
He was a superintendent of one of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So he was so mad with him, he didn't know what to do. So he got mad with him and he quit. And one day, he said he could see that Mr. was mad.